I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1454, Grieving God. The old song says, "You always hurt the one you love." But what if the one you love, that you're hurting, happens to be God? Paul gives us this command, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." Ouch! What does that mean? How is it that we might be grieving God? No follower of Jesus would want to do that. So it bears looking closer. As you know, this podcast is about not grieving God, but loving God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then loving others the same way we've been loved. The Greek word translated as grieve in Ephesians 4:30 means to cause to feel sorrow or pain or unhappiness or distress. Now, as the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit has a personality and has the ability to feel emotions. How do we know that? Well, the Holy Spirit feels joy, Luke 10:21, outrage, Hebrews 10:29, and sorrow in our verse today, Ephesians 4:30. The first thing to note that I don't think is often considered is this. The word can denote a pain or grief that's caused or experienced between two people who deeply love each other. Think about that. We aren't grieved by the rude cashier or by the driver who cut us off in traffic. We might be mad, but we're not grieved. But our family or a friend that we dearly love, that we have connection with, well, we're open and vulnerable with them, and that means they have the power to grieve us. In the context, grieving here has to do with holding on to bitterness and anger and not forgiving. That when we do that, it grieves God. I like John Corson's take. My bitterness, my anger, my speaking evil of someone or losing my temper with someone grieves the Spirit. Why? It's not that God says, "Anger and evil speaking cause my ears to burn," or "Bitterness and wrath are offensive to me." That's not the idea. There's not a curse, the word, that God hasn't heard. There's nothing that shocks God. God is not grieved by how our speech, anger, and malice affect Him, but how it affects us. He's grieved not because He can't handle our sin, but because it hinders Him from doing His work in and through and for us. Here's the great question. Are you holding on to any anger, bitterness, or unforgiveness that now you know is grieving God? Let's pray this prayer from Rich Renner. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for allowing attitudes and actions in my life that are dishonoring to you. I want to please you more now than ever. So I ask you to help me recognize those negative things in my life that cause you pain. Help me to permanently walk free of them. From the depths of my heart, I thank you for all that you've already done for me. Starting right now, I want to live every moment of my life with the intent to please you and never cause you grief again. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1455. And in the meantime, Fred Sanders, who's a prof, said this, "The other thing that I want to say is that it means positively the Holy Spirit is the person of the Trinity who's kind of the business end of indwelling in us. There is a closeness and an intimacy of the Spirit to our beings and to our spirits, which means that He is, in some spiritual sense, right here with us and close to us. On the positive side, when we suffer, He's right there with us. On the dangerous side, when we sin, He's right there with us. And so to grieve the Holy Spirit is to do the things that offend the Holy Spirit within us." Podcast peeps, you are loved. You are loved by the Spirit who indwells you. Let's live our lives today in love, in ways that don't keep on grieving God.